Scottish Cardinal Keith Patrick O'Brien welcomed hundreds of church leaders, religious and lay missionaries from all five continents in Edinburgh, Scotland yesterday at the opening of a five-day conference focused on the themes of ecumenism and mission. The meeting, entitled Witnessing to Christ Today, will wind up on Sunday with a prayer and dedication service in the very same venue where a small gathering was held exactly a century ago. Philippa Hitchin is in Scotland and sent us this report.
Exactly 100 years ago, this city of Edinburgh hosted the first World Missionary Conference, a gathering of over 1,200 delegates, mainly Europeans or North Americans, from mostly Protestant or Reformed churches. At that time, Scotland was seen as a key centre for evangelisation, home to many well-known missionaries, including the legendary David Livingstone. Back then, before the start of the First World War, hopes were high that such intrepid pioneers and their missionary societies could indeed bring the light of Christ to the furthest corners of the earth within just a generation or two. But at that crucial encounter, another truth began to dawn in the hearts and minds of the delegates, the realization that the body of Christ was broader and deeper than they had ever imagined, not limited to the predominant language, culture, or worship of the Western world, but already thriving among believers of very different ethnic, denominational, and social backgrounds. That realization gave birth to the modern ecumenical movement, and now, a century later, several hundred delegates have gathered once again in this ancient Scottish city to take up the challenge of witnessing to Christ in a more globalized, multicultural world than ever before. Today, the missionaries come from Africa, Asia, or Latin America to bring their vibrant faith to our increasingly secular European countries. In most places today, Catholics and Orthodox work alongside their Presbyterian or Pentecostal brothers and sisters on pressing issues of peacemaking, poverty, or social justice. But as participants were reminded at the opening session on Wednesday, they too must be prepared to have their hearts and minds touched by the Spirit and open to new ways of understanding the body of Christ today. Not just a moment to look back and celebrate all the progress that has already been achieved, but also a time to look forward and find new ways in which we as individuals, churches and communities can help fulfill the prayer of Christ himself, that they may all be one. At the Edinburgh Centenary Conference, I'm Philippa Hitchin.